From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents an evening with the Sharecroppers, young musicians with a love of the land and that love's influence on their music. The Sharecroppers, coming up on Red Barn Radio. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information? Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass.
Welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm the host of Red Barn Radio, Donald Mason, and I'm glad to be here for Red Barn Radio's 471st performance. Thank you for joining us for the first program of our exciting new season, our 14th season. I'm joined tonight by another well-known voice on Red Barn Radio and former long-term host, and a man who will be hosting the program from time to time during this season. Please welcome Brad Becker.
Yay! Hi. Thanks, Donald. I've really enjoyed my association with this program over the, eight or so seasons that I was part of. It was certainly the best night job that I ever had. It's so much fun here. And you know, while few of us will ever forget the evenings when this program was visited by famous pickers like Sam Bush and J.D. Crow, Tom T and Dixie Hall, the Grascals. You know, we also remember nights when bands got their start here. I'm thinking about a fellow who came on this program named John Simpson, who is now Sturgill Simpson. How many of you know Sturgill Simpson or have heard of Sturgill Simpson? Well, anyway, Sturgill Simpson is a monster in Americana now, headlining things like Lollapalooza and things like that. He's a monster. Nora Jane Struthers and the Party Line. We've had some great folks on this program over the years. What we really don't forget is that none of these artists or any artists that we've ever had on this program have ever measured the size of the hall or the number of people in here to try to determine how much they were going to put into their show. You know, every group that's on this program teaches us that music is a gift, and it's a gift to be shared. That's the magic of this program, is that we have such giving artists who come on here to do their thing, and then you all come to the program to support what we do, and that's just awesome. So thanks to all of you for that. Happy 14th season, Red Barn. Thanks, Donald, and thanks, Ed, and Glenn, and Linda, and David, who's hovering around someplace. Thanks to you and the house tonight for coming out here to see these players and be part of the radio program. And welcome to the sharecroppers, who we've not seen on the program before.
Red Barn Radio is coming to you from the Performance Hall at Arts Place here in the great city of Lexington, Kentucky. As Brad had mentioned, we have in studio tonight, please welcome the sharecroppers.
Well, we moved here from Summers when I was 14. Worked as poor ground for bacon and beans. Landlord told me that hard times were near. Didn't mean a thing, cause we're already here. Daylight to dark, my work's never done. Lord have mercy on this sharecropper's son. Papa's downtown just soaking in them booze. Well, he's just out of prison and he ain't going back. Ain't a bloodhound in Georgia, follow his track. Daylight to dark, my work's never done. Lord have mercy on this sharecropper's son. Chew tobacco right out of your mouth. And there's water in the well, and it's barely out of sight. And I can't take a bath on a Saturday night. Daylight to dark, my work's never done. Lord have mercy on this sharecropper's son. Crops are all weather, no rain day or night. Preacher's here for dinner, we ain't got a bite. There's 11 in our family, 10 daughters and a son. Papa just told me there'd be another one. Daylight to dark, my work's never done. Lord have mercy on this sharecropper's son.
Well, welcome to Red Barn Radio. You get to kick off the 14th season with the Kentucky Proud Band, the Sharecroppers. So let's get to know a little bit. We've got some family ties and long friendships, so we'll get into that a little bit.
My name is Kyle Ayers, and I have the privilege to play with my wife, Amanda Lynn Ayers, in the band. They wanted me to share, I guess, that Melissa and I actually went to church together, and the other three guys, they were all went to Bergen High School at different times in their life. I don't know, it's just all intertwined, and I'll let them touch more on that, but actually the girl playing the bass taught me most of the acoustic guitar that I know, so it's kind of interesting where we all came from.
Hi, I'm Amanda Lynn Ayers. I'm from Danville, and I have the least musical ability out of all of these people up here.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, come
so
on,
they've been playing together for a long time, and I just joined in when I married him.
She's good looking, though. so that counts for something.
Welcome to the band.
This is why I told her when she first joined, it's like, well, you're the pretty one. So we need you to be the pretty one, too. My name is Melissa Webb, and I am the short little redhead playing the big tall bass. And I grew up in Garrett County, Kentucky. Like I said, I went to church with Kyle. We've probably known each other since I was about two. So it's nice to have him on board now. And I'm married to this guy next to me, and we live in Forkland, Kentucky now.
Yep, I'm Casey Webb, and so we live in Forkland, Kentucky now.
Sorry, I took that from you.
We've been married close to 8 years, so we live on the farm and trying to get back to the land. And all three of us have actually played music for probably 10 years, all in all. So we've been around for a little while together and grew up together, so it's a good mix.
I'm Aaron Matherly. I've known this guy since the second grade. I started off playing grunge music, so it's kind of a change where I'm at now. But from Pearl Jam to what we're playing now, I mean, it's all right. I dig it, so. Student, construction worker, part-time bluegrass musician. So.
Well, Eddie Vedder would be proud right now, so he's the gateway to being in the sharecroppers.
Barefoot and thinking in fescue waist high, my heart was sinking with a tear in its eye. It's funny what folks think of when the world falls apart. My hands on the plow, my heart is sinking with the sweat on my brow. It's funny how we toil and are slaves to our joy.
Just joined us? Tonight, we're with the Sharecroppers. Celebrate the music of Kentucky.
10 years ago, you all kind of came together musically, but you've known each other for so long. How did the music come together after all of these different friendships and relationships?
It's an interesting mix because we really started playing just a little over a year ago. We got invited to play at Rick D's house, which is in Danville. he's been really nice to us, and we needed a band together, so I called these guys and see if they could join up with us and play, and played a lot of music ever since and had a good time.
I think it's interesting to touch, you know, Aaron mentioned that he was in Pearl Jam and a lot of bands. You know, the Casey and Aaron, just big jam band fanatics, and I never knew that I liked jam band kind of music, but, you know, just having the ability, you know, Aaron's ability to just get in there and do improv has been amazing, because I don't think of myself as a talented guitar player. I just like to write songs and sing, and so having somebody that can just tear it up and fill in the gaps that were needed to be filled in.
So people listening on the radio can't see me blushing right now.
Yeah. And then the girls have wonderful harmony, you know, and that all ties in with, you know, growing up in church like me and Melissa did. We were in choirs together, and I'm sure we were in Camp Dick Robinson's choir at some point together. So if you're out there, CDR, go Bobcats. Yeah, there you go. Thank you. My dad. So Melissa was in a great band called the Hojos, and it was like a alt punk band. And then for a brief stint, I was in a Christian hardcore band. So, you know, a lot of weird stuff came together, and we got some pretty good music, I feel like. We're all getting back to our roots. So
we try to think about our influences. If anybody ever asked us that, we're like, how in the world would we answer that question? Because it's pretty odd. But we did start with bluegrass somewhere. I did grow up with professional musicians in my family, and my grandfather toured around, still does now, and then my dad played for a while, but music was always in my household. It seems like it was always full of music. Went to bed a lot of nights, falling asleep to music, people in the house, so I've had bluegrass around a long time, so it was just a good thing. I finally found somebody that played banjo, so I knew I had to marry him because I'd only seen one. So I think it came full circle. Yeah. But when I saw Casey, it wasn't Aaron playing the banjo. It was Casey. So yeah.
Win one for the banjo player.
Yeah.
Get out the plow, hook up the team. Live in our little old dream. Well, we built a little house up on the hill. We put out the crops and hope they yield. Years. All the heartaches, all the tears. Oh, what I wouldn't trade to go back to yesteryears. Well, get out the saw, let's head to the woods. Do a whole lot of cutting for a little wreck of wood. That's how we heat our happy home. We run out, we'll get enough.
together bound by the music. It's really neat how you talk about everybody is filling in. Of course, you're going to be very modest, and you're doing a lot more of the finger style over on the side. We're talking with Aaron Matherly. How did you really transition from some of your styles, listening to Pearl Jam, listening to some of that, into that kind of the traditional sound that fills in these gaps?
Always been into the grunge bands, but Casey's always been a fan of the Grateful Dead, so he kind of got me listening to them. It's kind of a bridge between the rock and the bluegrass, because Jerry Garcia used to play in the bluegrass band, so just learning how to improv, listening to those guys, and, you know, they do some bluegrass every now and then. You know, they get acoustic, so I just kind of listen to them, trying to copy Jerry.
And now most of you all got your singing start in churches.
There are certain denominations that have a lot of like restrictions on what kind of music is, you know, thought of as okay. And it turns out that you bring an upright bass and a banjo in, and a lot of those churches accept that, and you can have a little bit more feeling, a little bit more blues, or, you know, the roots coming out. Whereas if you brought drums into some churches, that would be a no-no. So, especially Melissa and I, you know, we grew up around, you know, we go to church camp down in Southern Kentucky and see these guys jamming around at nighttime. And of course, if you're in Kentucky, you're going to be around bluegrass. So it just made sense. We all have different ways of stuff that we listen to on our iPods, I'm sure. But when it comes to music, it's, I wouldn't even say bluegrass. It's, you know, string band music. But string band music is, it's easy to do. You know, you don't have to plug in.
Man, raised three kids with a lovely wife and all 12 farmland. I said Joe, it is claimed, drink liquor with no man. Went to church on Sunday with a good book in his hand. I said, Joe,
banjo and mandolin probably the first time when I was 4 years old, and it was from church events, so they'd have a cookout or something like that. So these two guys, late Russ Moore and a few other guys, they would play music, so I was always really interested in that, and we rented a farm from them, so we're there all the time, so he'd bring his banjo out when I was too young to work, so I was really interested in that, and I didn't start until I was 12, but I picked up a lot of things from them.
I think me growing up, where I was always at the bluegrass festivals, people were always at our house. We called them pickins. We didn't call them jams. They were pickins. I think that's one thing culturally. I think I really grew up with a strong cultural bluegrass background, just learning how to sit down and play songs that you've never played before and be able to catch up the chords and, you know, picking up things from the different players. I think that's one thing that I've really enjoyed, because they always say playing by ear, and that's definitely me. Tried to do some of that music theory stuff, but never really stuck. But a good thing about bluegrass is you don't have to have that background. You can sit down and they'll teach you. Everybody's happy to have somebody new. And we've even been there when me and Casey and Aaron first got together. I think it was me and Casey's second date.
We went to a little jam that Danville, Kentucky had, and they were playing all kinds of songs that we hadn't learned. And just remember me and Aaron were both playing guitar, and we were looking at each other the whole time going, what chord is that? Do you know it? What are they playing? Like, I was really rusty at that time, so I just remember that being funny. And Casey was over there just playing away, but, you know, me and Aaron really got to know each other well that time.
More Red Barn Radio with the Sharecroppers, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We'll be right back. This is Red Barn Radio.